Hey everybody, Nick from Match Point Tennis, and welcome to episode number 14, the 2-1-2 forehand formula. I am super excited about this podcast. If you're someone like me who's struggled with consistency and control with their forehand at times, I think this podcast is really going to help you. So the 2-1-2 forehand formula is simple enough to understand, and the numbers represent the number of hands that are going to be on the racket during the forehand ground stroke. And that's it. So not too much to think about here. And so let's talk about that first two. And that stems from having a good ready position. And so no matter whether you have a two-handed backhand or a one-handed backhand, there's going to be two hands on the frame if you have a good ready position. Now, the location of the non-dominant or the non-hitting hand is going to be a little different depending on which backhand that you have, but there's going to be two hands on that frame. And so when we talk about the first two, ready position, have both hands on your racket in ready position. Now, when you're in ready position and somebody hits you a ball, someone feeds you the ball, it comes from a ball machine, you're making a decision in your mind thinking, yes, this is a forehand. And so when you decide it's a forehand, your chest is going to, the first movement is going to immediately start to turn. And what I see happen to a lot of recreational players in general is that that non-hitting hand comes off the racket too early. It becomes a one too early. So let's talk about the change. So when you have a good unit turn, when you get to that checkpoint two, the unit turn, you should still have both hands on your racket. And that's the change I really need to see from people. So you're going to start in ready position. And when you go to your unit turn, you should still have two hands on your racket. Now, that non-dominant hand doesn't mean it's going to be gripping the racket. Normally, that non-dominant or non-hitting hand is going to be touching the throat of the racket on the unit turn. So that is step number one, or number one, two, right? That's the first two we're talking about. Keep two hands on the racket in ready position into your unit turn. So when you're in your unit turn and you're getting ready and you're thinking about moving forward to hit the ball, so in your mind, you've got that unit turn, two hands on the racket, your hitting hand's gripped, your non-hitting hand is touching the throat of the racket, you're getting ready to move forward and strike the ball. That's when that non-hitting hand, that non-dominant hand comes off the racket, and you're going to go move forward and strike that forehand with one hand. So the non-hitting hand comes off, and you're striking the forehand, and again, you're going to go out and up on the forehand. And when you follow through, this is the final two. When you follow through, you should be catching that racket over your left shoulder, at least at shoulder height, preferably about eye level. Okay, that's the final two there. And what happens is also when I see recreational players, remember we already talked about the non-hitting hand coming off too early. And what I see on the follow through is that non-hitting hand kind of just hanging at the side. And so the dominant hand is overused while the dominant hand is just kind of hanging out. So we have to fix that. So that last two is making sure you catch your racket on the follow through. So if you want to hit better and more consistent and better control on your forehands, I want you to think of that 2-1-2 pattern. I want you to start your ready position and your unit turn with two hands on the racket. And after, when you go to hit the ball, when you move forward to strike, you've got one hand on the racket. And after you hit the ball and extend through and follow through, make sure you catch that racket in your non-hitting hand for the two at the end. So if you think 2-1-2, the next time you go out and hit forehands, I guarantee you're going to have more control and more consistency. This is Nick from Match Point Tennis. I can't wait to see you for episode number 15.